Good evening, everyone. This again is Ryan Ecomi. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Ignite Your Business Calls. This call is on how to break through your doubts, fears, and insecurities when talking to people about your business. So I'm going to give you my five-step formula that you can go out there to break through your fear in 2 minutes or less. So this is a process that you're going to be able to apply immediately, right away into your business. So if you're struggling things like we talked about, you're afraid to talk to people about your business, there's certain people you won't bring up your business to because you're afraid, you know, they might look at you differently or you get shut down, or you're rejected, or you'll somehow fail and you just won't move forward. So you don't want to put yourself in that situation of pain. So then you just avoid it and don't take action, right? So I want to keep you guys in an action mode 2015 because that's what's going to create the results in your life. So as I said earlier, this call is going to be live. It is live and interactive. And so if I call on you guys, just feel free to jump on the line or just share what's coming up for you. And what we're going to do is about a 15, 16-minute training. And then we're going to jump into sort of this group visualization and meditation because I believe that all the answers are already inside of you. All the answers are already inside of you. So what I do on these calls is I facilitate these calls, ask you some questions, and help you bring out your brilliance. So I'm just literally just holding a space for everyone's brilliance on this call. So with that said, I am so excited for 2015. We already got the ball rolling, came out the gate running on the first New Year's on a Thursday, last Thursday. Ton of momentum, a ton of great things happening. I just locked in an interview with a new podcast called Weird Entrepreneur, which it's an incredible podcast, and we're looking forward to be interviewed on that. And then a whole bunch of events coming up that I'm attending. And so I hope your 2015 is going really well too, and that you're having a lot of fun, a lot of success, and this is going to be your year. I will tell you guys something really fascinating because I coach a lot of people. 2014, what we noticed was sort of this year of a bit of a challenge and struggle, if you guys felt that. There's a lot of people that went through a lot of growth in 2014, and it was kind of a hard freaking year. And then 2015, as soon as it flipped, apparently it's a new cycle. It's a new moon. It's just from a universal perspective, it's sort of like a fresh start. And so everyone is very excited. The vibration is high. There's a lot of positivity, a lot of great energy. And what we're finding is this is starting off with a bang and going to be an amazing, amazing year. So if you're on this call right now, you are going to have a great year. I know it. I can feel it. And so celebrate that. This is going to be an amazing year for you. So what is the challenge that you're facing right now with fear? Some of the biggest things that I've found with people is the reason why most entrepreneurs fail to make money on their own. So right now, you probably are making a full-time income with a job. If you're not, congratulations if you're making it with your business. But if you want to be making a full-time plus income with your business, then there's a couple, you know, different levels of fear that you have to go through to start to be able to do that. And what I've noticed with someone who has always worked in a job most of their life, and then they step out to be doing something that they love, there is a lot of growing involved because there's a different level of thinking, right, to go from employee to entrepreneur. So some of the fears that come up, and one of the main one is the belief within ourselves, that we might not feel that we believe in ourselves to actually achieve what we want in our lives. The second thing is that we fear doubts and insecurities of what other people will think of us, and so we pull back from taking action. And a common one is we fear, you know, rejection, we fear failure, we fear success, which is so crazy. But there's all these things that happen inside of our mind and our brain that stop us from taking action to creating the results that we actually want. So if you guys can relate to this, just hit star 2 on your handset. Hit star 2. I just want to see how many of you guys and just kind of know if I'm on the right page with this call, that you guys are facing some of these things and you know that you can be doing better, but something is stopping you. So just hit star 2 on your handset and let me know. You guys are popping up as we speak. Yeah. This is beautiful. We've got Denver. We've got Massachusetts in the house, New York, Arizona, San Diego. I love San Diego. We got people calling all over North America on this call. So congratulations, guys. All right. So one of the challenges that you're going to run into is that this fear has probably just kept showing up in your life, right? And it stopped you from moving forward. So I'm going to give you 5 steps on what we can do to start to flip this. So maybe you're afraid of speaking to people about your business. Maybe you're afraid of being pushy, right? Maybe you don't want, you're afraid of people that they won't like you, right? So you pull back, you shrink, you don't speak. And maybe you just think that, you know, if you do say something about your business, it might be awkward, might be uncomfortable. I don't know if I won't say her name, but one of my good friends, she reached out to one of her friends the other day, super nervous. She actually had a phone call with her, and she did it. She had the phone call, and she was, like, really uncomfortable with it because she's used to just messaging or texting people, and she broke through that. So it's always going to be, like, an awkwardness if you're not comfortable with standing in your fear. There's going to be a level of awkwardness. And that's with anything, right? If you think about what you do for a living now, that makes you money to survive in life. You know, at some point, you were new to it. It was awkward. It was uncomfortable. It's like my coach says, when you learn a new language, it's awkward. It's uncomfortable. You don't know everything. It doesn't flow easily. And that's what you're doing right now. As employees that move to entrepreneurs, you're learning a new language. You're learning a new language. So just be gentle on yourself, right? It's a new process. All right, so I got a couple story for you guys because I have been an entrepreneur since I was really 19. I'm 33, 34, I can't remember. And so I started when I was fairly young, and I was always taking risks in life. But I had to develop my mindset as well. And when I started in the network marketing industry when I was 25 or 26, and I was familiar with it because my parents had a business, but I'd never done it myself. And so I was really nervous to talk to people, because I was very, very introverted. And more recently, you know, launched my Money Miracles Breakthrough coaching business. And that was a whole nother learning curve, right? Learning to make money on your own, not someone else's products or services, but 100% your own business, which was another learning curve. So funny story. When I first started growing my network marketing business, I was, like I said, 25, 26 years old, and I was taught to go make a list. So I went and made my list, and it was like, go reach out to people. And I wanted to do everything but call them. I wanted to email them. I wanted to message them, text them, but I didn't want to call them. But I ended up calling them. So there's one guy that I wanted to call, and we call this your chicken list, right? So your chicken list is the people that you're most afraid to talk to about your business. And this could be for coaching. I mean, this could be for real estate. This could be for anything that you want to do in your life that involves talking to people for sales. So my most feared call was this gentleman who was a banker, and he was in another network marketing company, and he's a full-time earner in that company, and he was a manager at a bank branch. And I had gotten to know him online, and I had actually met him a couple of times at different networking events, and he was older than me. Like, I think at the time he was probably about mid-30s, so he's about 10 years older than me. And I was so nervous to call this guy. And it took me weeks to muster up the courage to pick up the phone to call this guy. So finally, my sister was the one who I'm in business with. She gave me this tip. She says, what I do is I pick up the phone and I pull up their number, and she says, I stare at it, and then I feel the fear, and I just hit send. Because once you hit send and it starts ringing, you can't hang up. So I pick up the phone, and I hit send, and it started ringing. I'm like, oh, my God. And he answered. I'm like, hey. I can't remember his name now. This was, like, years ago. Hey, so-and-so, you know, what's going on? And, you know, I was so uncomfortable to even bring up the business. I just, like, bullshit my way through small talk for, like, 10 minutes. So I think finally we just reached this point where he's like, well, what's up? Like, why are you calling? And so then we kind of went into it, and, you know, long story short, he was actually interested, and he took a look at the information. He never got started, but he did take a look at the information, and I got off that call. I can remember this feeling right now. My heart was racing, like just racing, and I was so proud. I was like, yeah, I did it, and that builds confidence, right? When you lean into your fear and you get comfortable with that feeling, it builds confidence within you. The number one thing, the worst thing that can happen to an entrepreneur is they lose confidence. And if they lose confidence within themselves, it doesn't matter the strategies or their skill sets or anything. Because if you don't believe in yourself, no one's going to believe in your vision or what you're doing with business. So how you build confidence is through getting, you know, out there in the field. So I was making these calls, and I remember I got that call. I'm like, I can call anyone. I'm like, that was amazing. I can do that again. So I got off that call, and I'll never forget that call because that was a big game changer to me. That built the confidence in me to start to call more people and also get out of my comfort zone to talking to people in public about my business. So I just want you guys to know that that fear is there. It's very real when you're in it. But the more that you get over it, the more you lean into that fear, the easier it becomes, right? So that was really my first really scary experience in network marketing of calling someone that I knew was an influencer, you know, a higher level leadership than me. So you just kind of got to go through. I'm going to give you my five steps here in a second. And then the next set of people we called, so a lot of you guys know we did the Work From Home Summit. So this is what we did. We took 21 amazing entrepreneurs. I interviewed them. They marketed the summit. I marketed the summit. And we ended up building an email database of about 2,500 people. And so then what we did is, I'll give you guys all my inside secrets. We surveyed those people to find out what was their biggest challenges. You may have gotten that survey if you filled it out. Thank you. And then what we did from there is I put together a 3-video series. Based exactly on their needs, exactly what you know, maybe was you that you wanted the most help in your business. And then we designed, I designed a whole coaching business around that, around what the marketplace wants and what they need, and which launched my coaching business. And so here was the challenge, is that I interviewed 21 people that are in network marketing, home business, internet marketing, entrepreneurs, small business owners, anyone who owns a business, who's making full-time to 6 to 7 figures and is doing what they love. They're really spiritually connected. So I interviewed all these people, and so I was edifying all of the speakers, but I wasn't really edifying myself because I was doing the interviews. So what happened is we had 160 people fill out the survey. So I printed off 160 sheets. And these were people that, you know, either wanted more information or they filled out the survey. And then what we did is we selected a handful of them that we were going to reach out to and offer them 20-minute strategy calls. And so I started jumping on these strategy calls with these people to, you know, introduce them to my coaching and also give them some tips over, you know, the course of the 20-minute call. And here I am. I have a 6-figure business in network marketing. And I'm jumping on calls with people who have no idea what I do for a living because all they know me as is the interview guy from the summit, and I'm pitching them on coaching. And they're like, what the F do you do? Because I have no clue. So here I am, like, ego through the roof, thinking I've arrived because, you know, Chris and I have achieved major success with the home-based business. And I jump on the phone with these people, and they have no freaking clue what I do for a living. Talk about, like, shot to your ego. So here I am. I'm trying to close people into my coaching business, and I don't have a clue what I'm doing because this is such a different thing than network marketing. And I remember feeling like such an idiot. And I did a handful of these calls, and I got off with Chris, and I got off the phone, and I sat down with Chris, and I'm like, I don't think I can do this. I'm like, I don't think I can grow a business on my own. This is just way too hard. I'm like, I have no credibility. I'm pitching people on this idea of coaching, and they're like, who are you? Like, I know you interview people. And I said, this shit's really freaking hard. And so she gave me a really great pep talk, and she said, you know, you just got to keep going. You're going to get more comfortable with it. And so I did. And I will not lie. I had 2 calls that I wish I never had. They were so awkward, so uncomfortable. The energy was so off. And so I know that's what you guys dread, right? You dread talking to people where it's going to be uncomfortable, it's going to be awkward, and you don't want to go there. So you just don't talk to people. But I will tell you, you got to stand in that fire. Because this is what happened, right? So I kept standing in the fire, kept calling people. I think I had called at this point 20 to 25, somewhere in there, people, and no one had signed up. And these were 20-minute calls each, right? And so more people were requesting calls, and I think I got up to where I had actually contacted 70 to 80 people on 20-minute calls over about a month. And I was like, okay, what the hell is going on? So what happened was as these calls were rolling through, I started to build more confidence within myself. And I started to understand how to communicate better what I was wanting to do to help people and yada, yada, yada. So long story short, if you stick with something, you will grow and you'll become better and more confident within yourself. So I started becoming better. So I started to land clients. I landed my first client, which came in $467 a month, another one that came in at $467 a month on a six-month contract, another one that came in at $467, another one, and then people started rolling in, and then recently started rolling in elite clients. So we're talking $997 per month on a six-month contract. Started rolling in elite clients as well, and some gold clients. So clients started rolling in. The money started rolling in. I started to change a lot of people's lives because I lined up my business with my passion because I got uncomfortable with talking to people on the phone. So everything that you guys want is there, but you've got to be willing to lean into your fear and be consistent at it, and the money will show up. But what most people do is they go through, like at that breaking point where Chris had to walk me through, I was going to quit. I was, because I was just tired of giving so much and then not understanding how to actually get people started. So what I want you guys to understand is this happened. I launched my business in September. This was like literally I created a full-time plus income in 3 months with a coaching business, which is incredible. And I'm so deeply grateful for my clients because the process is beautiful. It's a beautiful process. And we broke in network marketing a full-time income in 4 months as well. So if you're consistent, you consistently show up, you consistently stay in your fears, your businesses will grow without a doubt. So just know that in 2015, but you've got to be willing to stand into it. So let me give you the 5 steps right now. So the 5 steps that you can apply in 2 minutes. This is what I do. So you definitely want to write this down. So step number one, know your desperate why. Know your desperate why. Your desperate why is the thing that some people say will make you cry. It's the thing that you need the most in your life. You want to change. And right now it could be for you paying off debt, traveling, being at home with your family. It could be getting out of the job you hate. It could be leaving a legacy and changing a lot of lives with people. What you'll find is your desperate why may surround something that you want to achieve for yourself, and or may also be from a higher perspective. Like my core desperate why is to shift the consciousness of the world. It's to help people through a grieving process and to help them step into the space of removing their money blocks so we can actually shift the way the world thinks and functions and really infuse the world with love. That's my higher kind of mission in life. My 2015 mission is to help 50 entrepreneurs create a business doing what they love by stepping into their space of greatness. And that's through network marketing and through coaching. So just remember that you have to have a desperate why. So when you're in a moment of a space of fear, the first thing you have to do is you have to go back and go, why am I doing this? Why am I calling these people? Why am I getting rejected? Why am I putting myself through this, right? So you got to go back and just really think, and you'll know. In a second, you'll know why I'm doing this. Oh, I'm doing this because I want more time freedom so I can travel. You know, I want to be at home with my family. That's why I'm doing this. Right. So, like I said, it will typically your desperate why starts off about you, then it starts to transition into like a higher calling, like a very godly mission. So, number one, know your desperate why. And step two is face your lion. Face your lion. So, what is the task that you're facing right now? Is it a one-on-one sit down? Is it to call people for your business? Is it to private message people? Is it to get in front of more people at a networking group? What is the thing you're resisting the most? And then you have to face your lion. You literally have to go, okay, what am I facing? What is the task? And just become aware of it. What is the thing that I'm being afraid of right now? Right? I'm afraid of picking up the phone. I am afraid of sitting down with this person today to talk about my business. I'm afraid of that. And just be aware of that. Step number three is lean into that fear. Lean into that fear, right? So you go, okay, this is the fear. I'm afraid of picking up the phone today and calling someone about my new product, or I'm really excited about this new opportunity. I'm afraid to call this person. So let me lean into that fear. One of the ways that you can lean into your fear is get accountability. So I have a coach, and I get nervous too. So what I do is I text her, I email her, and I say, hey, I'm thinking about making this decision. I'm thinking about doing this right now, this second. I just had to let you know, like, I just had to reach out to you. I'm just freaking out a bit. That's all. And that's okay. What happens with us as entrepreneurs is a lot of times we struggle because we feel alone, right? We don't feel there's people there to support us. So in that moment, which is very real with fear, how you lean into your fear, one of the best ways is to just shoot someone, shoot your upline, shoot your coach. You don't have a coach, get me as a coach, hire me. I will help you. Shoot your coach a message, shoot your friend a message, a supporter, and say, hey, I'm about to talk to this person. I'm totally freaking out, but I know I need to do this. I just had to let you know this. And once we kind of like express what we've suppressed and we get that out of our system, it's a lot easier for us to move forward. So you lean into the fear instead of running away from it, right? And the fourth step is to be with the fear, right? So don't run away. And then the question you want to ask yourself is, can I be with this fear? Can I be with this fear? So at this point, right, you've gone through, you know your why, you know what the fear is feeling, you know where it's coming from, you're starting to lean into it, and now you're being with it, you're there, you're still with it. Instead of pulling back from it, instead of running away from it, right now you're in it, and it's like in your throat, in your chest, it's there, it's present. But ask yourself, can I be with this? Can I be with this moment? Can I be with this fear? And that is where the money is. That's the difference between someone who fails in business and someone who doesn't. Someone who is successful is willing to be in that space of fear. So at that point, if the answer is yes, and the answer is, you know what, this is scary, but my friend just said, or my coach just said, or my upline just said, just do it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to step through. And the fifth step is to take action and fail forward, right? Take action and just do it, even if it's scary. There's no secret sauce. You just got to take action. So at that point, when the fifth step kicks in, make the phone call, right? Shoot the text message. Shoot the Facebook message over. Book a time to meet with your friend for a one-on-one. Do whatever it takes that you know you're resisting, that you know you got to do, and just lean forward into it. I promise you, if you follow these five steps, and this whole thing can be done in less than 2 minutes. So if you go, okay, Rye, I want to go make, you know, $5,000 to $6,000 a month in the next 3 months, and I want to do that, but the thing I fear most is, let's say I fear rejection, and I really fear what other people will think of me, and I fear going out and going after this and failing and having people say, oh, I told you so, that wouldn't work, right? Those are some of your fears. So that's going to stop you from talking to people. And then the next question is, well, who do you know that you could talk to about your business? And you probably have a handful of people. Great, let's pick three of those people out of your handful of people, and let's reach out to them today. Oh, well, I don't know. That freaks me out. That freaks me out to talk to people, right? Great. Let's call. Let's call those three people. Or let's message those three people. So why are you doing this? Well, I'm doing this because, you know, I want to build a business. I want to be free. I want to have time freedom. I know I can grow this business. This opportunity was placed in my life for a reason. Great. You want time freedom. Perfect. Let's face your line. Step two, right? So what's the fear? Well, I'm gonna get rejected. They'll say no. Okay, so lean into that fear, right? So get some help. You're talking to me, right? Or reach out to someone at that point if you're by yourself. I'm thinking about reaching out to this person. I'm really afraid I'm going to get rejected. I just wanted to let you know, whatever. Best friend, mom, someone who supports you, right? Coach, mentor, upline. And then be with the fear. Be still with it. Be like, wow, I am in my fear right now and freaking this shit out. This is so real. And then the next step is go, you know what? I'm feeling this fear, but I'm not going to pull back from it. Can I be with this? Yes, I can. And then move in and take action at that point. And then the more you train yourself to do this, the more confidence you build. And this process, this five-step process, will become unconscious. And you won't even think about it anymore. You'll just pick up the phone and make the phone call. Or you'll just reach out and book the one-on-one because you'll be comfortable with the fear. The whole secret to fear is realize fear doesn't exist, right? The Course in Miracles says there's only love and there's lack of love, and love is the only thing that's real. So fear in itself is an illusion, right? It's a story, and it's how do we diminish the fear? How do we get rid of the fear? Is we infuse it with love, right? You can't beat fear. You can't, you know, feel fear and just like push it away. No, you have to learn to be with fear. You have to learn to be still with fear. You have to learn to love fear because fear is an illusion. So let's go into a group meditation. Let's go into a visualization, all right? So everybody, we're going to do this quick in about 5 minutes, kind of over a little bit on the training. Take a big, deep breath and exhale. Again, big, deep breath and exhale. And grab your pen and a piece of paper. I want you to write down whatever comes up for you. There is no right or wrong answer here. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you let your doubts, fears, and insecurities sabotage your success? On a scale of 1 to 10. All right. Now, what excuse do you tell yourself why it's okay not to take action? What excuse do you tell yourself? I'll do it tomorrow. I'm just too busy. Oh, I want to go finish my laundry first. No, I need to go talk to my friend first. What excuse do you keep telling yourself as to why you don't take action? Just write down whatever comes up for you. Now, by you not taking action, what is this costing you? Right? By you not taking action because of your fear, what is this costing you in your life? Is it costing you time? Is it costing you money? Freedom? Is it costing you time with your family and your kids? Is it costing you happiness? Right? Is it costing you joy? Is it costing you experiences to travel? Or is it costing you your health of not being able to stay in great shape because you're so busy at your job? By staying in your space of fear and not taking action, what is it costing you? And how long has this pattern been going on in your life? How many months, how many years, how many decades, how long has this been going on for you? And what is the action that you're resisting that you know you need to take? What is the action that you're resisting? Knowing that action is the only thing that's going to change your life, what is the action you need to take? Do you need to talk to more people? Do you need to get better at speaking to people about your business? Do you have a list of people that you can reach out to about your business already? Do you have to shoot videos to market your video to you market your business? Do you've got to get more open and vulnerable on Facebook? Do you want to start a blog or a website? Do you want to start a YouTube channel or an Instagram account? Do you want to do more one-on-one sit-downs or home meetings? Right? Maybe you want to do your first training call like I do every Thursday, or you want to do a webinar for the first time in 2015, never hosted one. What is the one action step that you need to take that you're resisting? And what would become available to you if you took that action? What will become available to you if you took that action? Right? Everything you want. So imagine that person. If you took that action and you went after this, everything that you want would start to happen. Right? So that the only disconnect right now is your ability to lean into your fear and be still with it and be with it and love it. Right? So if you're ready to change this pattern in 2015, ask yourself, what is the action step I need to take this week? Right? If you're ready to change this pattern, what is the action step that I need to take this week to start to change my patterns? And just write down whatever comes up, okay? take a big deep breath and exhale. Give yourself a nice pat on the back for doing this work. I know this is not traditional success type work. This is deep inner work. This is spiritual work. This is what creates lasting change for people. So I'm proud of you for taking action on that and lean into that. And I want you to know I'm here for you. For those of you that need more coaching, I'm here for you. I have three programs. You can go to my site at ryanyukomi.com. I have three different coaching programs set up, Gold, Platinum, and Elite, all designed to serve and help you. And I know 100% that you and I working together, you will have the biggest breakthroughs in your business and life that you've ever had rolling through 2015. My coaching clients are getting outstanding results. And I'm so, so, so proud to be a part of their process in life. So I can tell you firsthand, I have coaches as well, is when you have someone to hold you accountable, you have someone there to help you walk you through your fears and lean into the challenges that you're facing, you will grow, you will make more money, your life will change, and this will be your beautiful, fantastic year that you've been waiting for. So my recommendation is that you go choose a package, you get started. I only have a couple of spots left for coaching, and that will fill out through the month of January, and then we'll be set for the rest of the year. So go to my site, ryanyukomi.com. You can check all the packages out there, and if you have further questions, just shoot me an email. You can just send me an email, ryanyukomi, Ryan, R-Y-A-N-Y-O-K-O-M-E, at gmail.com. That's my personal email, and you can just shoot me an email over there. Have a fantastic night, everyone. I'm so, 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 so proud of you. All these calls are recorded and placed up at my site, and we will talk to you guys on next Thursday call. Let me know if you found some value on this call and post up on Facebook. Have a wonderful night, everyone. Love you guys. Great work today. We'll talk to y'all soon. This call is officially a wrap.